Justin, thank you. Good morning, everybody. The West Delaware Girls Wrestling Program, for the first time ever, competing in that tournament down at South Tama in Tama last night, fared very well as they went 20-10 with 18 pins, one tech fall, and one 18-16 decision. They had two first place showings, six runner-ups, and two third places, as first place went to Addison Welcher and Abigail O'Rear. The runner-ups were Anna O'Rear, Lexi Bunting, Kylie Shoup, Hannah Cantwell, Emily Gudenkoff, and Addison Berger. Third place went to Kendra Lux and Ella Getkin. Lux girls wrestlers will return to the mat on Saturday at the Independence Invitational, a large meet with plenty of teams. That'll all start at 10 a.m. Day one of the Iowa High School Football Championships taking place inside the Unidome in Cedar Falls yesterday. Three classes have champions now. Eight player went to St. Mary's Remsen with a 38-16 victory over Waco of Wayland. Class A, Grundy Center, the champions, as they shut out West Hancock of Britt 27-0. And Class 4A last night in an entertaining game, but Cedar Rapids Xavier able to hang on 45-38. Coming up today inside the Dome, four more champions will be crowned, starting Class 2A at 10 a.m. Central Lyon George Little Rock against Williamsburg, both those teams at 12-0. Class 3A at 1 o'clock, Mount Vernon, the Mustangs at 12-0. Harlan is 11-1. Class 1A at 4 o'clock this afternoon, West Sioux of Haywarden at 11-1, same as Van Meter. Class 5A tonight at 7:30, it's West Des Moines Valley, who's 8-4 against 11-1 Southeast Polk. The University of Iowa and Iowa State University have extended the contract that will ensure the Hawkeyes and Cyclones compete in the annual Iowa Corn Cyhawk Series football contest through the 2027 season. The joint announcement was made yesterday morning by Gary Barta, athletics director at Iowa, and Jamie Pollard, director of athletics at Iowa State. Iowa and Iowa State have played annually since resuming the series back in 1977 in Iowa City. Other than 2020, when the game was canceled due to COVID-19, the teams first met in 1894, with Iowa holding an overall 46-23 advantage in the all-time series after winning six of the last seven meetings. The latest extension calls for the teams to meet in Iowa City September 12, 2026, and in Ames September 11, 2027. All terms of the previous contract are unchanged. The Hawkeyes continuing their journey towards a Big Ten West Division title in Minneapolis on Saturday, as they'll meet the Golden Gophers in the battle for the Floyd of Rosedale, with a chilly and windy kickoff expected of 3 o'clock. All the pregame coverage at 1 o'clock from the Hawkeye Radio Network tomorrow afternoon. The game will be televised on Fox. It'll be the 116th meeting as the Gophers hold a 62-51-2 advantage in the all-time series that dates back to 1891. Iowa has dominated as of late, winning 17 of the last 21 and 7 straight since 2015, including the last 3 in Minnesota. Top 25 college football from last night. Number 21, Tulane, outlasted SMU 59-24. Week number 11 of the National Football League began in Green Bay as Tennessee beat the Packers 27-17. Top 25 men's college basketball. Number 4, Kentucky, all over South Carolina State, 106-63. It was Greg McDermott and the Creighton Blue Jays, the 10th ranked team in the country, 80. UC Riverside, 51. Number 14, Arizona over Utah Tech, 104-77. Number 15, TCU beats Louisiana Monroe, 95-60. Number 20, Michigan, upset by Arizona State, 87-62. And another upset, Texas A&M, number 24, falls to Murray State, 88-79. In the NBA, these winners: Sacramento over San Antonio, Brooklyn gets by the Portland Trail Blazers 109-107, and the LA Clippers hold off Detroit 96 90-91. These teams victorious in the NHL. Vegas, New York Rangers, Detroit, New Jersey in overtime, Boston, Colorado in OT, Columbus, Dallas, Tampa Bay, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Winnipeg, and St. Louis in a shootout. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.